It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 308. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for future show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. I have two of them for tonight. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Don't forget, we got the wiki at mtswiki.com. Lots of great information, links to all of the previous shows, and you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Tonight's show, I have a great question on small business server hard drive upgrade. I have responses to the outstanding questions from last week's show that I'll quickly cover, and then some tips from listeners, some really great links and some utilities. So you definitely want to hang in there for that. The Summer of Podcast Madness 2 contest. So Podcast Madness is back, the contest. Next week's show, I will be giving a clue. Now, you can find out all the details over at podcastmadness.com. I've put up a prize, and so did many other podcasters. Last summer, when we had this contest, I remember reviewing all of the winners, and I think over half of them were all Mike Tech Show listeners. So you definitely have a great chance of winning. Stay tuned for instructions on how to enter the contest and the codes that you'll need. And we'll have a lot of fun, and it should be great. And it's a great way of promoting other podcasts and getting you to try out some other podcasts. And they'll be doing the same for on their shows, trying to swing people over to the Mike Tech Show. So it's a great collaboration of podcasters, and we got a lot of great prizes. If you use VMware Fusion, I strongly recommend that you download the latest version. I've seen an incredible bump in performance from 3.02 to now 3.1. Check that out. If you own VMware Fusion, there's a new upgrade, 3.1. And if you're running Windows 7 within VMware Fusion, you are going to see some very good performance increases. So I was very pleasantly surprised with that this week. So I just wanted to mention that. Let's take care of business. You have to meet with clients and colleagues. And if you have to travel to hold those meetings, that can cost thousands of dollars. You can save a ton of money by holding meetings online using GoToMeeting, a great online service that you just pay $49 a month and you can hold as many meetings as you want. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included. So now you get to travel less and you can do more, because the collaborative presentation with GoToMeeting and the tool set that you're given to be able to show your screen on everybody else's screen, you can change presenters easily by picking just someone who's in the list who maybe you have to hand off for someone else to do part of the presentation. You can record your session. It's a great online conferencing tool, GoToMeeting.com. You can try it out free for 30 days, but you have to go to GoToMeeting.com/TechPodcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/TechPodcast for your free 30-day trial. Let's help out some of the listeners from last week who has some questions. And if you recall, somebody wanted to sync their live mail with Google Calendar. Well, here's one method. And this is from Chris. Log into Google Calendar, then go to Settings, Calendar Settings, Calendars. Select the relevant calendar and under the calendar details tab, scroll down until you see the green iCal button next to either the calendar address, if it's a publicly shared calendar, or the private address. Clicking on this button will provide an address to the Google Calendar, and it's an ICS file. Copy this address. Log into Windows Live Mail. Click on the subscribe button. Here you can import or subscribe to a calendar. Give it a name and a color. This is one way to sync only from Google Calendar to Windows Live Calendar. Hope this helps, and thanks for all the great shows. Chris, thank you very much for that. This is from Mark as a follow-up to the print problem that I was able to solve. The print problems may not be over. If you cannot delete a directory but can rename it, there may be more problems in store for you. This would be my next steps. Run check disk, a virus scan, and use a utility to check if the hard drive health, the smart. It could be your hard drive is going south. He is absolutely right. And one of the things I have to run is Crystal Disk Info. Is a great utility that'll at least give me that quick snapshot to let me know whether there's something wrong with a hard drive or not. Great tip, and that's from Mark. Thank you very much. This was from Jim, and this was that long print driver issue that I read. This is a follow-up, and he says, Mike, a quick update. Surprisingly, the vendor contacted me this week with a possible solution. As I suspected, and as you suggested, there were some settings in the registry that needed to be adjusted. We are currently testing this, and the results are very promising. I had not seen the specific changes, but if I can find out the specifics, I will forward the information to you. Thanks to you and your listeners for taking the time to consider this issue. Also, I had another thought on the printer issue that you had recently. When you were unable to delete the printers folder, to me, it was something surprising that you were able to rename it. Yes, I was. I was surprised that I was able to rename it. I probably would have tried booting the workstation into Linux using livecd, and that would have made it easy to delete the corrupted folder. Again, many thanks for all that you do. No problem. Thank you very much for following up, Jim, with your print driver issue. This is from MS Small Business Specialist. He says, this is an answer for the listener. You had a listener looking for some form or database for the company photos that we both agreed SharePoint was the way to go, even though the listener mentioned he had tried SharePoint and found it too slow. Any SharePoint admin needs to understand this one key thing about SharePoint. Its back end is SQL. With that being said, if you're not up on how to tune an SQL server from the hardware requirements, disk performance, tweaks, and more, than your SharePoint instance is going to probably suffer. For a very general, generic list of things to look for, here's a recent post, The 10 Steps to Optimize SharePoint Performance. I have a link for that. I will put it in the show notes. So thank you very much for that. And he's right. There's no reason that SharePoint couldn't handle what they were trying to do, which was, you know, catalog and have all those photos. And I really like his response to this, which was to make sure that you've done everything you can for the performance of the SQL database, which is what the core of SharePoint is. So that's great. Now, this is a question on Small Business Server 2003, the hard drive is full. And we're going to take a few minutes on this. Mike, first off, I'd like to thank you for everything you do. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I am thrilled that there is somebody like you out there willing to put in all the work it takes to provide top-notch information and for free to boot. Well, thank you very much. I work at a company that had an IT guy that didn't really seem to know much. After management decided to get rid of him, they noticed that I had been fixing all the employees' home computers and started coming to me when they had a problem at work. After a great success rate solving my company's problems, I basically inherited the former IT guy's duties. It is my first time working with a business network. We are running a server with Small Business Server 2003 with 20 workstations. I noticed today that the server's hard drive only has 200 megs left free. That's 200 megabytes. You get under a couple gigs, you got to start to worry. The server has 4 hard drives in a RAID setup with a total of around 70 gigs of storage. For 4 drives, they got to be pretty small drives to only total up to 70 gigs. I don't know if that's a typo. So we're going to assume it's not, and we're going to assume 70 is correct. I was wondering if you could offer any suggestions about a proper way to add more storage. I was thinking of suggesting adding a NAS to the owner of the company and moving all of the data they store on the server over to it. Absolutely not. This is one area where you do not want to use NAS for the storage. And I'm going to explain. Do you think this would be a good way to go? No. I am definitely open to any suggestions you may have. Thank you again for all the knowledge that you've given me since I first found your podcast. And this is Justin. And Justin's in the chat. First, if you're using Exchange Server, which you probably are, you cannot use a NAS connected to the server for the storage of your Exchange database for the server. It would be horrible performance to do that over a NAS connected drive. You got to be local unless you are on a fast SAN, a storage area network, or you're using at least iSCSI configured properly. That's not the answer. What you want to do, take the model of your server. What type of drives is this RAID? Is it SCSI? Is it SATA? It sounds like it's an older server and they're SCSI drives. You want to first find use a solution to back up and get a full image of the server. So you can easily buy a USB external hard drive, purchase Shadow Protect Small Business Server, install that, get a full image of your system, and make sure you download the bootable disk so you can do a restore. Once you have the full image, you can now take out those drives. Now, put in the new drives and configure the RAID. Make sure, you know, if you can get 4 drives that are just a few hundred gigs each, SCSI, you're set. And then set up the hardware RAID. Then pop in your bootable disk from Shadow Protect. Plug in the external drive that has the image and do the restore. And restore it to the partitions that are now bigger. Let's say C was only 5 gig. Now you can make C 50 gig, 100 gig. Let's say D was 65 gig. Now it can be a couple hundred gig. When you lay down your restore, you can now make the partitions bigger that you're restoring. It sounds complicated. It is not. And one of the nice things, and Shadow Protect, they're not a sponsor. I use them for clients. You can call them for help in doing the restore, but you want your storage to be increased locally. And it sounds like you have very small drives. So I would not add any additional drives. I would just rip and replace. And you can't rip and replace with any confidence unless you know you got a solid, full image. And the only software that I would use in that situation with Small Business Server 2003 is Shadow Protect. And now, moving forward, you have the perfect solution for backing up your system. You are going to look like a genius. But you're going to have to be careful. You're going to have to take your time. You got to do this off hours to not impact anybody. Take your time. Read the instructions. Make sure you register the software so you have their phone support. The phone support is very, very good. I normally do not offer things like this directly on the show, but I'm going to. If you want me to help you with the consulting for that, contact me and I can help you at a very low cost to be able to make sure that this goes right. And I can help you through that process. I have done it. Main thing is double checking the manufacturer of the hard drive. Now, in the chat, someone mentioned, hey, why not get a new server? Well, that's another way to go about this. If you have the money, I get the impression that they may not have the budget for this. Then if they do, if management has the budget and they want to get a new server, that's a great way. You would still get Shadow Protect because now you could just restore everything from the one server to the new server. But you know what? With that small of data, and since it's already Windows 2000, you know, it's already Small Business Server 2003, if you were getting a new server, I would want you to go through the project of upgrading to Small Business Server 2008. Now, that is a whole nother project and a lot of work and a lot of planning that I'm not recommending here. Here, you have a hard drive issue that you need to address and you got to get more space. And this is the best way to do it. Now, if you were just saving files and you were just storing just flat files and you ran out of space, a NAS would be able to help you, but not with a database. When you're using Small Business Server, you're talking about the Exchange Server database, and you don't want to put that on a NAS. Performance would be just so horrible. Everybody would hate it. If you're using SQL Server, as part of the Small Business Server 2003, which you may be with some applications. Again, you don't want to store them on a NAS. Flat files on a NAS, no problem. But I would not put a database. And that is why I wouldn't go NAS, and you can't just plug in storage and hope for the best. Here, you gotta natively expand it within the server. I hope that helps. This might be something, I know you're in the chat listening, that you may want to save this as the audio portion for the show. You know, go back and listen to this again. And certainly please reach out if you need some assistance with this, and I would be glad to help you. Now, something came up in the chat, which is, Mike, what about Acronis? Acronis is a great product for doing desktop images. Hear what I said. Desktop operating system images, it's great. Acronis does have server editions, but when it comes to Small Business Server, which is a unique server animal that needs to be treated a little differently, Shadow Protect is better than Acronis. Okay? But when it comes to the desktop, I would say Acronis. But when it comes to Small Business Server, that's Shadow Protect. With everything that's been happening with my website and the changes, give a listen to this.
Hello, Mike. Patrick Boyle, Springfield, Missouri. Just want to let you know I was trying to update my subscriptions to Mike Tech Show feed. Boy, my old one is still picking up everything through today with Dave the Ray's Relics and Rarities, April 25th. But on the new subscription through MikeNation.net, it stops with May 22nd. So Mike Tech Show podcast number 307, maybe I'm subscribing to different things here. That's probably it. I think maybe I'll just say never mind and delete this voicemail. Hey, Mike, Patrick again. There is one thing, though. When I'm on MikeNation.net in the top right corner and I click on subscribe to blog, It shows up in Google Reader as title unknown. So may want to check on the title attribute there, see what's going on. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
I have to find a way to add the title attribute differently than what's in the theme of my WordPress for the website, the theme, because I could not fill in the title because I have the banner. And so because I'm not doing that, I got to slip that in some other way, but not using that field that's there for title, because I got to leave that blank. That's a great follow-up and a good point, Patrick, for letting me know. But he brings up an interesting point. I've been getting email complaining that I can't get your show on Zoom. I need to update my Zoom feed. And another one on Apple TV, I don't know why someone would be having a problem on Apple TV, because I have successfully changed the iTunes feed without any listener doing anything. Here's the feeds that you want to do, and I hope that I don't have to have you change them again. And I'm afraid I might. That's why I've been delaying actually pulling the domain over, because I hope I don't have to make this change. Right now, I say right now, the best feed, if you want everything that I post, it's mikenation.net/feed with another forward slash. If you want just the podcast, it's mikenation.net/feed/podcast and another forward slash. So it's mikenation.net/feed/podcast for just podcasts only. If you want every blog post, it's just the slash feed. So hopefully that clears up a lot. Hopefully I can get in and change where Zoom pulls my feed, because I have to update that. I also have to move everything over for MikeTechShow.com, and I'm just afraid that's going to screw everything up. So let's hope it doesn't. I'm going to work on that over this weekend. Norbit has sent in this. He says, Mike, I don't know if you have ever seen this freeware app for recovering router passwords, but I found this article on Lifehacker, and I will have that in the show notes. This is a tip from Winston Wolf. Do you hate it when a website resizes your browser? Well, here is the solution. Disable website window resizing in Firefox. So, great tip. This is from me, Claudius, in the chat. I have an interesting find. I purchased a few of these cases for hard drive storage from DealExtreme.com. Wow, they have cheap prices and a huge inventory, but expect 2 weeks shipping directly from Hong Kong. Whoa, 2 weeks. These received good customer ratings. They seem perfect for storing that hard drive in your safety deposit box or carrying your client's drive home. They also come in different colors for a few pennies more. They have been around, but I just haven't seen them elsewhere. Note, they are not metallic static coated, so I would discharge myself before pulling a drive out of the case. The links will be in the show notes. They have a 2.5-inch drive for the laptops and the 3.5-inch drive cases that fits SATA and IDE. It's a great idea. You have small businesses that, especially with a solution that you're writing to a hard drive, an external drive, and they need to take them to swap them. Matter of fact, I have a lot of clients like that are in need of cases like this. So good find, and thank you for sharing that. I know a lot of people will be interested in those cases. This is from Zach, and Zach and I have been exchanging emails back and forth. One of the things that he has done is he accidentally disabled the VPN capabilities of a client. And he discovered something, that the client is using the Linksys WRT 4G router, and the firmware has been updated using the DD-WRT firmware. So you can get that firmware dd-wrt.com. You're going to need, Zach, you're going to need to pull down the information, the manual, that goes along with that firmware upgrade. And then you will be able to figure out how to reset up the VPN. See, he reset the router. And this is a great lesson. Never, never reset anything without having a backup. And you don't think about this, but, you know, you can have backups of configurations of devices. I know a lot of you out there know this, but there's some that do not. Before you change something, especially when it's a client and it's a client's device, take the time and figure out how to offload and save the configuration. So this way, if something gets messed up, you can put it back in. One of the things I believe was didn't have the password. And now you got a problem, because if you got to reset the router to get the password, you're going to lose all those great settings. You really want to make that a last option for doing a reset when you don't have a backup. But always make sure, whatever it is, before you change it, do I have like a system restore point? Do I have a backup? Do I have, here you go, Taco, great idea, TFTP. You can TFTP the configuration. There's lots of things that you can try. Take the time to figure out, ask questions before you reset something, because you can have a problem. Now, this didn't impact the business, but what if it did? What if there was a setting in there that puts them out of commission for doing something? You don't want to do that. You don't want to take the risk. So remember that. I thought an entertaining story that Kate has shared with me on my voicemail, and I want to share it with you.
Hi, Mike. It's Kate Sturr, Kate Eels, calling from up here in Kelowna, Canada. I just thought I'd share something with you real quick. Today is May the 21st, and Google has a little Pac-Man game on its homepage. And, I mean, this is sort of hysterical. I was out with the dog. My husband answered my phone. It was a person calling to say, do you fix computers? Well, can you come and fix mine? Because when I go to my homepage, I hear sirens. So he thought, well, maybe, you know, that's kind of weird. Maybe it's a virus. He said, what's your homepage? She told him, and it was a page called castanet.net. And I do a little column for him. So castanet.net had referred this woman to me. He said, let's just try a different page. Maybe it's just something on the castanet.net page. So, you know, completely unaware that this whole thing was going on with Google and Pac-Man, he had her try. He said, just go to google.ca, and darned if she didn't hear sirens again. So, I mean, I got home later and we figured out that the whole thing was Google. But when I called the lady back to say, hey, you know, let me just say that this is probably not something that requires a visit, she said, well, you know, the computer's been running slow anyway, and maybe you can just come out. So oddly, it did result in an appointment, which is going to result in getting paid. But I just thought I'd let you know that the oddest things can result in appointments. I wanted to just sort of thank Google for their help. I'm sure there's technicians chasing this all over the world right now. I hope that they'll be honoring World of Warcraft soon, because that should be a fairly lucrative set of referrals as well. Hey, take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kate, for sharing that. I love stories like that. That's great. One final utility here before I play some independent music. The utility is a Windows SysInternals that I have never used, and it was sent in to me via Twitter direct message from a friend of mine, Ken, and it's RAM Map. Use RAMMAP to gain an understanding of the way Windows manages memory, to analyze application memory usage, or to answer specific questions about how RAM is being allocated on your system. I think another one of those great utilities that belongs on your USB stick and in your tool bag. I have some independent music, and stay tuned because talk about a couple things and wrap up after I'm finished. Tonight's artist, Taryn Murphy, and the song Never Let It Go. Give a listen, and then I'll be back to wrap up. That is Taryn Murphy and the song Never Let It Go. And I will have a link to her website on GarageBand.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me tonight live on Ustream and staying subscribed to the show and downloading. But before I wrap up, I have a link for a new affiliate that I talked about last week on my website. And this is the new computer business kit, where if you need maintenance contract samples, work orders, invoice samples, sales letters, contracts, backup checklists, and lots more. If you are thinking of starting a consulting business, maybe you've already started, these are forms that you will absolutely need for your business. The price of the kit, I think, is like $49. It's very inexpensive, and it's from technibble.com. Bryce, who has put together a great, great computer business kit. I highly recommend it. You can use the big link that's going up and down my page on the left-hand side. And while you're there, don't forget, we have Amazon, if you're buying anything from Amazon. And then, you know, Podnuts' great laptop repair videos and the videos on doing your own website for a tech repair business website. They're a great set of videos. Check all the affiliates out on the left-hand side of MikeTechShow.com. I really appreciate all of your support. That's it. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you next week. Everybody in the States, have a great Memorial Day weekend. Have a safe and fun weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit TechPodcast.com.